section 3, Utitila and Pansya. These are the Buddhists with whom I made personal contact in the winter of 1943-44, were the members of the Buddhist Society, founded in London in 1924 by Christmas Humphreys as the Buddhist Lodge of the Theosophical Society. By the time I made contact with them, I had been conscripted into the army, but I attended meetings whenever I could and struck up acquaintance with a few people. At one of these meetings, it may have been a WESAC meeting, but I cannot be sure, I found myself taking a pencil, as it was called, from an orange-robed figure seated behind a table at the far end of the room. Pencil was the Sinhalese corruption of the Pali Pancha Sila, or five precepts, and one took pencil by repeating the five precepts preceded by the three refuges after whoever happens to be conducting the ceremony. Though many of the circumstances of that meeting have long faded from my mind, I have vivid recollections of myself and some 15 or 20 other people standing in our places with our pencil cards in our hands, as, with varying degrees of uncertainty with regard to the pronunciation of the unfamiliar words, we followed a clear-voiced and confident Christmas Humphreys as he led us in the chanting of the responses. Most vivid of all is the recollection of looking down at the pencil card I held in my own two hands. Even now I can see the oblong of white, of shining white card on which the refuges and precepts were printed in both Pali and English. Even now I can hear the voice of Christmas Humphreys pronouncing the Dutiyampis and Tutiyampis of the refuge-going formula in a way that, to my unaccustomed ear, seemed to bear little relation to the words as printed. The orange-robed figure from whom I had taken pencil and whose guttural tones had been too low for me to catch was the Burmese monk Utitila. He was the first Buddhist monk I had seen, and in view of some of the developments which, many years later, took place in my own life and thought as a Buddhist, it was significant that it was he, rather than a more orthodox representative of Eastern Buddhism, who conducted the ceremony whereat I recited for the first time the formula which, publicly repeated after a leading Buddhist, constitutes conversion to Buddhism and formal acceptance into the Buddhist community. It was significant that it was Utitila who conducted the ceremony because, though on this occasion he wore the robes of the branch of the Theravada monastic order to which he belonged, he did not always wear them. On less formal occasions, as when he was out with the ARP, he wore whatever form of Western dress was appropriate. Years later, when I was myself in the robes, I learned that this unorthodox behavior had not met with universal approval. As I wrote in my unpublished memoirs, narrowly formalistic Burmese Buddhists had severely criticized him for his supposed misconduct in wearing ordinary European clothes when not actually performing his religious duties. English Buddhists saw the matter in quite a different light. Throughout the Blitz, Utitila had worked as a stretcher bearer, on several occasions risking his life to rescue people trapped under fallen masonry. Finding that the voluminous drapery of his robes hampered his movements, he sensibly exchanged them for more practical garments. People who knew him said he practiced what he preached. For my own part, end of quote, for my own part, I have always been glad that I first took the refuges and precepts from this quiet and unassuming man for whom, as we now say, commitment was primary and lifestyle secondary. A man who, whether wearing orange robes or a blue boiler suit, was at heart neither monk nor layman, but simply a Buddhist.